Good to be here. Good to feel what we feel in the house of God tonight. And let's get our Bibles and let's go to the book of Psalm chapter 40, verse 1, 2, and 3. Psalm chapter 40, verse 1, 2, and 3. Amen. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And I've been preaching about that. And he hath put a new song in my mouth. I preached about established, being established. But I want to go a little bit further here tonight. The Bible says, he hath put a new song in my mouth and praise unto our God. Many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. A new song. Everybody said a new song. A new song. Amen. Father, I thank you for the word of God tonight, and I'm asking you to anoint it to our hearts and speak to us. Help us. Touch us tonight. We give you honor, praise, and thanks for it. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Praise God. A new song, the Bible says. And the word new here comes from the Hebrew, which means a new, fresh thing. Amen. Something brand new. And the root word of it is to be new, or to rebuild, to renew, or to repair. And so David understood some things here about relationships, and I just want to talk about it just a little bit before we move on tonight. But when it comes to our relationships, we need to renew our relationships on a regular basis. Amen. We need to renew those love relationships that we have. Amen. Because when things stay the same for long periods of time, we forget, tend to forget the importance of our relationships. We have a tendency sometimes to think, well, that person's always going to be there, and so we take them for granted, and we don't say something or connect or make a phone call or whatever. Amen. You say, well, I don't need that. Well, I want you to know something tonight. Other people need that. Amen. Other people need that. And it is a way that God made us. He did not make us to be alone. He said it is not good that man is alone. Amen. It is not good when we are alone. The Bible says that we have much more strength when we are unified with others. Praise God. And in fact, when unity comes, then the anointing comes. And when the anointing comes, it breaks the yoke. And it is a strong cord that cannot be broken. Amen. When we're talking about friendships, when we're talking about marriage, when we're talking about any kind of relationship, it is not good for those relationships to become stale and old and just a regular common situation, because after a while there will not be a relationship there. Amen. And David understood this, and he understood the importance of his relationship with the Lord, and David decided that he needed to sing a new song. Amen. David knew that he had to dress up this relationship, or to take it to another level, or to change the way that he was approaching unto God. Amen. And David not only was understanding this about a new song, it wasn't necessarily a new song that David gave to God, but it was a new song that God gave to David. Well, praise the Lord. It was a new song that God had given to him, and when God gave him that new song, he began to sing it. He began to give praise unto God, amen, so that many would see it, many would fear, and they would come to trust in God. Amen. Sometimes we try to do it all on our own. Well, praise God. We try to do it on our own. We try to come up with our own song. Amen. We try to make it happen on our own. But I want you to know that God wants to be involved in this relationship. It's not all just giving to God, but I'm telling you what, God gives back to us when we are in that relationship with Him. All good relationships are two-way streets. Amen. It's not a one-way street where one gives and gives and gives. If you feel like that's the way it is in your walk with God, I would just encourage you tonight to change the way that you're doing things. Amen. And wait on God and let God give you some things. Amen. The idea that all we do is give to God, amen, is performance-based. Amen. Where we feel like we're going to receive the blessings of God by our performance. But relationships that are based upon performance don't last very long because we cannot perform. We can for a little while, but we can't for a very long time. Amen. What we need is a love relationship where what you do for God is done because you love God. And when you do that, then God gives back to you because He loves you. Well, praise the Lord. And God has shown us that He loves us, but He wants to show that to us every day. He wants to show it to us in our personal lives and in the blessings that He pours out upon us on a regular basis. I feel blessed tonight, and I know you feel blessed as well. And the blessings that we have, we don't deserve, but they're here because of the grace of God. Amen. God has given to us because He loves us. He knows how many hairs are on our head. He knows and is completely involved with His creation. He knows when the sparrow falls. He knows everything that's going on in His creation. That's how much He loves His creation. He loves His people. Praise God. In the Old Testament, it records a couple of times, at least two times, where the children of Israel gave of the gold and the silver, and they had to make them stop giving because there was too much. And it's recorded more than once in the Old Testament. The Jews believe that God was so excited about the love that His people had for Him that it is very much like a parent that will tell the same story over and over and over again. Amen. How many of you tonight get tired of when your parents say they start the story and you know what they're going to talk about and you don't want to hear it for the 50th time? Well, wait till you have kids and you'll understand what mom and dad are talking about. Well, praise God. There's something about loving your children. There's something about the stories and the memories of when they were growing up. Praise God. And that's how much God loves His people. He is our Heavenly Father, and it is His good pleasure to give us the kingdom, and it is His good pleasure to give us good things. Amen. God's given me a lot of good things. Well, praise God. And it's not because of what I've done for Him. Amen. It's just simply because I'm His son. Well, praise God. I'm telling you, He loves to bless His children. Amen. And renewal, He said, He has put a new song in my mouth. And that means to renew or to repair. There's a few scriptures I want to look at tonight before we go our way. Psalm chapter 103 and verse 5. He said, "Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." And I say tonight, do it for me, God. Praise the Lord. I want my strength to be renewed like the youth. And I'm not sure exactly how that's all going to work out. Amen. But God wants to renew us. Amen. He wants to renew us so that we can get back up and go again. And there are times that we need renewal. There are times that our spirit needs to be repaired. Well, praise God. Because when you go through life, you you hit a lot of bumps in the road. And after a while, your shocks wear out. You got to get them repaired. And you've got to get new shocks. Amen. After a while, your spark plugs go bad. And you've got to get new spark plugs in your engine. After a while, things break down and you've got to do a tune-up. Amen. And a repair job. And nobody really likes that. But I'll tell you what, it's nice when you get a new set of tires and a new set of shocks. Amen. I wore that pickup truck up down the street and wore out the shocks and wore out the spark plugs, wore out the tires, and I got new tires on it and new shocks, and I feel like I'm driving in a Cadillac now. If you see me smiling while I'm driving my pickup truck, you'll know why. Amen, because I got new tires and new shocks on it. I'll be singing a new song. Amen. Before that, it was like a boat in the water, just a going like this, and just a bouncing up and down as we go down the road, almost like my old white pickup truck that Netta used to like to drive. It would just bounce up and down and up and down, especially down State Street. That thing needed new shocks so bad, I think the shocks had probably fallen off of it. And sometimes in your relationship, amen, in your relationships, things get that way. We're so used to driving the same old way, amen, after a while, everybody that's riding with you is just bouncing up and down. Amen. Why can't we have a smoother ride than this? Oh, just be quiet and follow along. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, after a while, that doesn't fit the bill very well. If you want somebody riding with you, you need shocks and tires on that thing. And then people will be glad to get in and ride with you. Are you following along here tonight? Amen. Sometimes we need a renewal in our relationships. Well, praise God, so that we can have some others to go along with us. I don't like riding alone. I like riding with somebody. I don't know about you. Amen. I don't like it when I'm all by myself. I want somebody to ride with me. And so I need to try to make it as smooth as possible. And when it comes to our relationship with God, there comes a time for renewal. And when God renews, He renews our strength. Amen. If you're feeling weak tonight, don't worry about it. Just let God renew your strength. And when He does, He'll give you a new song to sing. And when He gives you that song, start singing it. Praise God. Praise God. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. That you may prove or test it out and make sure and see that it will come to pass. Amen. The devil works on the mind. The flesh works on the mind. This world works on the mind. Amen. The medias of our world is focusing on the thoughts and the mind of the nation and of the world. Trying to get, if you notice, I do my best not to read as much of it as I can. But everything that we read is negative. Everything that we read is this problem and this situation and that situation. Amen. It is there by design, folks. I'm telling you, it's there by design. It's not that bad. Amen. Everything is going along just well in heaven. And Jesus said, "Let your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven." Amen. I believe that God is working in this world. I believe that God has a revival for this world. I believe that when somebody needs the Holy Ghost, they can still receive the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to be wringing my hands about the situations of our world. Amen. But I want to get my nose in the book and renew my mind. I want to hear some positive preaching about my relationship with God and renew where I'm at and where I'm headed. Amen. Well, praise God. And it comes by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. And Paul said that we should not be conformed to the world. Amen. Because the world does not have the right way of thinking. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And so he's going to focus on the lust of the flesh. He's going to focus on what you look at with your eyes. And he is going to build up your pride as much as he can. I'm talking about the enemy of your soul. Amen. Well, you deserve this or you deserve that. Amen. And you shouldn't have to deal with this or deal with that. Hey, I just was in Bible study before the service tonight, and I felt the Holy Ghost in that Bible study tonight. Amen. Did you feel it there, Chas? And we were talking about Joseph and how he was sold by his brothers and how his feet were hurt by the shackles that were put on him. None of this, he did any wrong. Amen. He was sold as a slave, thrown in prison, amen, all these wrongs. And when it was said and done and he could have revenge on his brothers, he said, "Don't be angry with yourself that you sold me hither." He said, "For it was God that sent me before you." Amen. So it was not you that did it. It was God that did it. Now I'm telling you, he probably didn't always think that way. There were times that he was angry. There were times that he was depressed. But he did not stay in his anger. He did not stay in his depression. Well, praise the Lord. But he let God give him a new song. And he sang that song. And he said, "If I'm going to be a slave, I'll be the best slave that I can be, if that's the will of God in my life." Amen. If I'm going to be in Potiphar's house, I'm going to do the best I can. If I'm going to go to jail, into prison, I'm going to be the best prisoner that I can be. He had to renew his mind on a regular basis. Folks, it's really not as bad as the media is telling us it is. Amen. I'm telling you, God's on the throne tonight. Well, praise the Lord. My God is on the throne tonight. He can do anything, and he loves his people and wants to do good things for us. Well, praise God. There's no point in getting into a spiritual rut. Amen. There's no point, amen, in staying in that place. I know we get there, but we don't need to stay there. Amen. We need to renew our mind that we may prove or that we may show what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Praise the Lord. And there is a will of God for your life. And he wants to prove it to us. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. And here's where it all comes from. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. "Not by works of righteousness which we have done." And there's that works-based, performance-based. "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." Amen. "By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Praise God. And I'm not being critical here tonight, but I know that there are some that before they will baptize a person, they have to get everything straightened out in their life first. But I'm telling you what, we're not saved by our righteousness. And it is the will of God that we get some things straightened out in our lives. Well, praise God. It is the will of God that we lay aside some things. It's not the will of God, amen, that we continue on in the old way, amen, and make an excuse for it, amen, whatever the situation is, I really don't have anything in my mind right now. But there are times that I have come across those that would say, well, it's a problem that I have, and I've had it for many, many years, but I'm serving the Lord. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. I don't talk like I used to talk, not because of me, but because of Him. Praise God, I don't go to the places I used to go. Amen. Not because I'm a good person, but because He's good. Amen. I don't use the same language that I used to use. Thank God for that. Amen. I don't do the things that I used to do. And I'm not patting myself on the back, and I'm not doing it because I'm a strong person. Amen. It's all because of the grace of God that has been shown to me. And somebody else could say amen with me tonight. Well, praise God. And the Bible tells us here, not by works of righteousness which we have done. I can't impress God with righteousness. Amen. The only thing that impresses God is faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe. It doesn't give us a list of things that we need to line up to. Amen. But he that cometh to God first must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Do we believe that tonight? And if we do, we're in line for renewal. Amen. Renewing. And it is not by works of righteousness which we have done. Amen. You cannot impress God by doing all sorts of things for God. Amen. I think that what we do for God, we need to do it because, first of all, we know it is the will of God, but secondly, because we love God. I can't impress God by anything that I do, amen, but I can impress God by having faith in Him. And most of the time, when it means having faith, it is simply doing what the will of God is in your life. And most of the time, the will of God requires faith. Amen. A faith. Amen. We talked about Abraham in the Bible study tonight, and where God asked him to do certain things. He asked him to leave his country, and he left. That's faith. He asked him to sacrifice his son, and he took him to the mountain. And that's faith. Amen. He told him different things, and Abraham was quick to do the will of God. Amen. Simply because he believed God. And before there was a law of righteousness, before there was any law of tithing, Abraham paid his tithes. Amen. Before there was ever a law of righteousness, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. It's not by obeying rules and regulations. Come on, church. Amen. The day is going to come, saith the Lord, that I will write the laws upon their heart. Praise God. And it comes through the Holy Ghost. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. I didn't deserve to be saved. Neither did you. But by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. The washing of regeneration, that's when we were baptized in Jesus' name and our sins were washed away. And that's where we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. And that's how we are ushered into a brand new life. Amen. The gospel is the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus. We die in repentance. We are buried with Him by baptism. We rise to walk in a newness of life in the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans chapter 6, we are buried with Him by baptism. Amen. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead, even so we should walk in newness of life. There's that restoration. There's that new song. Praise God. that new song. I'm not singing those old songs from the bar room anymore. I'm singing a new song. Well, praise God. I'm singing praises unto my God who has saved me from my sins and saved me from myself. Amen. What kind of song are you singing tonight? Praise God. Why not let God put a new song in your heart? And He'll do it through prayer. Amen. He'll do it through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You say, well, I've received the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost again, and He'll give you a brand new song. He'll put a new song in your heart, a new song in your mouth that you can sing. Amen. It's not the same old songs. I thank God for our music and our songs. But sometimes when they start up a song, I'm like, not that one again. Please forgive me. I'm not trying to be critical tonight. Amen. On Sunday morning, we all come in, and you know how it is on Sunday morning. Everybody's super energetic and rested and ready for church, right? And we come in and we sing, I woke up this morning. And I thought, not again. If you sing it, that's okay. I'll sing right along with gusto. Amen. But it's not really that impressive or exciting when we're singing, I woke up this morning praising Jesus. You know what? We ought to sing. If we're going to sing it, let's sing it and shout from the aisles. Amen. And run the aisles and worship God. Well, praise God. I'm not just going to sing the same old song. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this food we're about to receive in Jesus' name. I'm sure that really touches God. I'm sure He's very impressed. Amen. When we say the same thing. Jesus said, don't pray repetitious prayers. Amen. But come to Him and say, Our Father which art in heaven, holy is your name. I'll tell you, you're not going to get too far into that prayer before you begin to feel the Holy Ghost and the power of God comes into your life. Amen. And it won't be very long and you'll be singing a brand new song and God will put it down in your heart. Praise God. Amen. If you need a new song tonight, God's got a new song for you. Amen. I said, God's got a new song for you. You've been singing that old song too long. Amen. God's getting tired of hearing it. He wants to put a new song in your mouth. Well, praise God. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to finish with this tonight. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Amen. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to have a great God like our God? Let's stand together tonight. Amen. Have you got a new song? Don't have a new song. All right, everybody. There's no new song. Let's get a new song. I like new songs. Amen. Anybody else like new songs? I like new songs. Let's get one of those songs we can jump and run the aisles to. And everybody gets excited. Praise God. Like we are right now. Jumping up and down, swinging from the chandeliers. Anna's like, oh, brother, here he goes again. I'll give you a couple days to figure it out. No, you know I'm teasing tonight. Amen. But we need a new song. Praise God. What was that song we were singing tonight? Give Him the Glory. Yes. I like that song. Anybody else like that song? Give Him the glory. Give Him the praise. That's how I feel about God. It's not because it's a snappy song. It's how I feel about God. And when I sing from the book, that's me. It resonates with me. That's where I've come from. That's why I'm here tonight. Amen. And if it's an older song or if it's an old song, I can still sing it like it's a brand new song. And I can give God the praise. Can we sing it together tonight? Amen. Second's up. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise together. Praise God.